Tanya for the 24th of Sivan is in Perek Zayin, Chapter 7 of Ishara Yichud Ve'emuna. It's on page 314, the beginning of the second paragraph. V'hine mikan yesh lehovin shigigas miktas chachamim beinehem Hashem yichaper ba'adom. From what we said before, we can now understand the mistake, the error, that some who consider themselves scholars made the mistake, may God forgive them, in interpreting something in Kabbalah concerning the oneness of God. In light of what was said above, that the Tzimtzum, the concealment, does not conceal God. It only conceals the awareness of the Nivra, of the created being, that the created being does not sense and is not aware of God's presence. What was the mistake that some of these people made, which the Alter Rebbe says Hashem yichaper ba'adam, that God should forgive them for such a mistake? Sheshogu v'tol bi'iyunam b'kisvi ha'arizal. They erred and they made the mistake in their study of the writings of the Arizal. V'hevinu inyan ha-tzimtzum ha-muska shom kipshute. And they understood the subject of tzimtzum that is mentioned there in the writings of the Arizal, and they took it literally. Sh'ha-kadosh baruch hu silik atzmei muhusei chatz v'sholem me'elam hazeh. That God removed himself, God forbid, from this world, which where it says in the Kisri Ha-Arizal, that how is it possible for the world to exist in its finite form? It's because God removed himself. So they take this literally, that God actually removed himself, God forbid. Rak shemashgiach milmailo ma'ashgocha pratis al kol ha-yitzurim kulam. Only he overlooks, he pays attention with providence, divine providence, to all the things that he created. Asher b'shamayim mimal ve'al ha'aretz mitachas. So in some way, in various degrees or levels of edelkeit or of literal interpretation, they take the tzimtzum to mean that somehow or in some way God is not present in the lower worlds. V'hine milvad she'i'ef she'klal le'mar inyin ha'tzimtzum kipshute she'hu min mikri ha'guf ala kodesh baruch hu ha'nivdul mehem ribelevavis. Beside the fact that we can't apply to God a physical condition, a phenomena of the body, to say that he is here and not there. So that to say literally that God removed himself to a side, that is a phenomena that relates to a physical being, to a body, and not to God, who is removed and higher than the physical condition infinitely. Af gam zeis, but besides that, lei bedas yedaberu, what they say is not sensible, that the tzimtzum is meant literally. Me'ach hashei ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, since they are believers, the children of believers. There's no doubt that they believe she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yedeya kol ha-yitzurim sheba'elam hazeh ha-shofo, that God knows all of the creations of this lowly world, u'mashgiach aleihem, and pays attention to them. V'al kachach ein yediyos ha'esam me'sifa be'ribi v'chidush. And there's no doubt that God's knowledge of them is not an addition to God himself, as we learned in yesterday's shiur. Mipnei sheyedeya hakel biyedias atzmei, because his knowledge is one with himself. Harei kiviyachol muhusei v'atzmusei v'dayte hakel echad. So God and his essence and his knowledge are all one. And therefore, if you admit and believe that God knows all of creation, then he is present in all of creation. Because his knowledge is not a knowledge from a distance. His knowledge is himself. So if his knowledge is here, if his awareness is in the world, on the world, then his essence is present. And you can't separate him from his knowledge. So to say that God knows every detail of the world, but is removed from it, is a contradiction in terms. What then does the Tzimtzum mean? As we learned earlier, the Tzimtzum is not that God isn't present. That's not a Chochmah. The Chochmah is that God is present, and not only is he present, but he is revealed. He lets himself be known, and yet there's a Tzimtzum that prevents the created being from knowing. From knowing that which is present and revealed. That's the greatness, the miracle of the Tzimtzum. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 24th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Hashoel Bamehi Heskashus Shaloi Eli. The one who asks, or you're asking, with what can you be attached to me? Ma'ach Hashein Ani Makir Eponim, since I don't know him personally. So the answer is, Ahiskashrus Ha'amitis Yal Yedei Limud HaTorah. The true Iskashrus, the true connection between a Chosid and a Rebbe is through studying his Torah. Kishehu Leimed HaMaimori Chsidus Shali, when you will learn the Maimorim of Chsidus that I say, Kereas HaSichis, you read the Sichis that I say, U'mischaberim Yedidi Anash V'talmidei HaTnimim, and you befriend and associate with those who are dear to me, the chsidim and the talmidim of the yeshiva, yichyu, b'limudam uv'svahadusam, to associate with them in their learning and in their forbringings. U'mekayim bakashosi ba'miras tehillim u'shmiras mani halimudim, and you fulfill my request regarding the saying of tehillim and observing the shiurim, the times of study, the daily study times. Hine bozeh hi ha'iskashos. Through this, you become mekusha, you become attached to the Rebbe.